What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And to basically continue with the topic of the economy, Ron Paul has basically come out and said what pretty much all of us already know. In fact, even James Trafficante, before he ran into his troubles and got railroaded into jail, was saying exactly the same thing. The country, or at least the government, is bankrupt. And Congress won't admit it, much less do anything about it. They're in an advanced state of denial. I'm sure that sitting in their, it's another quake near Japan. I'm sure that sitting in their little planning meetings, their heads are full of, you know, we've been a country for 230 years and we can't let it go and we've got to do to preserve. And once you are caught up in this true believer mentality, I believe in the greatness of America. Virtually everything that you do to support that illusion becomes justified. And you wind up with situations like Abu Ghraib. Or for that matter, Auschwitz, when you believe in the greatness of the fatherland and everything else is subordinate to that. And that's what happens when you start believing in the country over believing in the country's people, which is where our government has clearly gone, where the people just don't matter anymore as much as this abstraction of the American nation and what it's supposed to symbolize. In a lot of ways, government is very much like a religion. We're asked to believe in the greatness of the country. We're asked to believe in its moral rightness and supremacy. We're asked to take on faith all that the priesthood, in this case the Congress and the White House, ask us to do. And we're asked to take it on faith that the money that we pay to this priesthood is spent for good purposes. We know that's not always true here. Okay, let's see. Ben in Nebraska, you waited long enough. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, basically what's on my mind is I'm seeing more and more of, I guess you could call it the false left-right paradigm, and in the fact that leftists and progressives are using these protests in the Midwest almost as an excuse to vilify conservatives, Republicans, and the like. I mean, and I'm totally not a fan of either party, but
it just seems to me
like, you know, Obama and the Democrats can't do anything wrong, and the Republicans are just terrible, horrible, no good, very bad people, you know. And I am wondering, do you think that there is a lot of exploitation of this by Democrats, leftists, progressives to vilify conservatives? I'll hang up and let you answer. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's a very, very good question. And the answer is that everybody is trying to take advantage of every situation to push whatever their agenda is. And there's no question that the Republicans are drooling over the possibility of recapturing the White House in 2012. So they're trying to use this Wisconsin thing to serve their agenda, to crush the unions and get rid of that power block and that donations block. And I think it's going to backfire on them, because even hardcore Republicans are just appalled at this degree of utter ruthlessness, throwing teachers under the bus, you know, for an election gain in 2012. But Democrats are exploiting the situation. Republicans are exploiting the situation to demonize each other. That's what they do in this constant battle back and forth. Once you get away from the false paradigm, as you correctly pointed out, what people understand is this is another classic case of the rich and powerful taking more and leaving less for the people, until the people are willing to stand up and say, we must have what we have worked for. And, okay, we got to take a break. I'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we are starting to experience some momentary internet dropouts. As you can imagine, the communication systems out here are still absolutely flooded with people calling to find out, make sure that their relatives are okay, their kids are okay. We had a bunch of students were supposed to be camping overnight up at Camp Erdman, which we used as the other's village in Lost, but it's right on the shore. We always shot it against the mountains, but if you turn the camera 180 degrees around, the beach is right there. And obviously, it was at risk last night as well. But the kids were relocated. Everybody was up on high ground. So far, no reports of injuries or death, and we're really, really glad for that. Another quake down on the Big Island, during the previous break, and still rocking and rolling, more quakes over there in Japan. So, George in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Well, you know, a whole lot of shaking going on. Got
well,
that.
You know, the thing is, the aftershocks haven't even finished yet, and I already started getting spam and email, and one charity saying they are the Red Cross. I did a little email tracer on it. It was coming from Nigeria. I was getting a few other letters saying, help the Japanese people, wear a charity and all that stuff. Send Western Union. And
And the text tsunami to some number on on your cell phone or Twitter, and they'll bill you $10. Yeah, the con artists are out in full force. They're out in full force. And by the way, just because this tracks back to Nigeria, which is a haven for a lot of this stuff, though, doesn't mean it's Nigerian. The scammers who do this stuff, they route through other countries to hide their tracks. But yeah, if you want to help the Japanese people, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. But the scammers are out in force. They see an opportunity to make a fast $1 million, and they have absolutely no compunction whatsoever about taking advantage of the misery of other people to turn a fast buck. And it's an indictment of the whole of humanity that it happens, but it does. And just be very, very, very careful.
Well, it's just the thing, too. As Americans, even though we're in hard economic times, I know there's going to be an outpouring to Japan from the people of the United States. And I'm just saying, make sure that money goes right directly to the people, not in some scammer's back pocket.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate how many scammers there are. In fact, I think the ratio of scammers to real charities is something like 10 to 1. And it's an unfortunate circumstance, but it does go on. And we saw a lot of that over there in Haiti, where we had the two presidents were raising all this money for the Haitian people, and the Haitian people are saying, we're not seeing a penny of it, which is when all of a sudden the cholera showed up.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, I remember, but, you know, the thing is, even though I'm reluctant to do it, I'd rather give to the American Red Cross. At least, I don't agree with all they do, but at least I know they will be there.
Yeah, no organization is perfect, but the Red Cross is probably one of the best, more reliable ones that you can find. I'm not 100% happy with them, you know, for reasons I don't need to go into on today's show, but maybe I'll tell you the story sometime. But, yeah, be very, very careful about email, website, you know, text numbers to unknown or text words to unknown numbers on your cell phone. Those are generally the scams. Another good one to get involved with is United Way. As far as I know, they're still pretty legit, and it's hard to know what's going on. Anything else there, George?
Well, even the Salvation Army, if they're going to go over there.
Salvation Army is always good. You know, Goodwill donate stuff there and so forth. Red Cross is generally a good one, and you know, or if you know people in Japan, just, you know, send them a gift card or something.
Well,
just get the money to them directly.
They have Japanese immigrants in Houston already having a pickup point for, like, blankets, donations, whatever.
Yeah, that's happening here, too. That's happening here, too. We have obviously a very large Japanese community, and they're pulling together, and they're definitely they're collecting materials and that's sometimes it's a good thing, but sometimes what they run out of is the money to actually transport the stuff over to Japan. Even here in Hawaii, getting to Japan is a big, big, big trip. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of mistakes made, but there are a lot of good charities out there that are trying to do legitimate good work, but there are also a lot of phonies. Please be very, very careful. I can't think of anything more evil and cynical than somebody who goes out and says, oh, you know, 33,000 people are missing in Japan. Let's set up a scam website and we'll be rich.
Well, it sounds like a politician, too.
Well, yeah, I think they're kind of related to the same thing. Hackers and politicians and scammers, they're all cut from the same cloth here.
Well, have a good weekend, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, you know, we got a lot of shaking going on here, and it is a busy weekend. I need to get some sleep because the coffee is definitely wearing off here. All right, phone lines are open, and 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think I mentioned we just had another small quake on the Big Island. More quakes happening out in Japan. This thing is not over. We could still see more mega quakes and tsunamis coming out of this. If you just look at that map of all the epicenters or hypocenters of all of these quakes around Japan, and remember, we were seeing this flood of quakes going on for weeks and weeks ahead, you know, of the big quake. So we knew something was getting ready to happen, and it did. So anyway, let's see. All right. My Vista machine is giving me headaches now. All right, now, article at whatreallyhappened.com. Yachts, glamour, greed, and caprice, the playboy lifestyle of billionaire brothers arrested over banking collapse. This is a follow-up to the story where the police have caught up with two more of the people who were behind the collapse of the Icelandic banks. And just like what we see here in Wall Street, these guys were living lives of incredible luxury and privilege on money that was basically taken from depositors and investors and people who were victimized by the mortgage-backed security fraud. And remember I said before, back when we were looking at that video from Russia Today that was showing all of these Wall Street robber barons walking around with these $100,000 wristwatches and these $150 hamburgers and $800,000 Bugattis, and I said, they don't look like bankers anymore, do they? They look like drug lords. They're living that blinged up life that we associate with drug lord type criminals. And I said, this is when we need to understand that the desire for profit has become a sickness and it's become an addiction, or as Buffy St. Marie puts it, the money junkies. And I absolutely love that phrase. And she's absolutely right. They behave like junkies and drug lords. And they just take the money in and they spend it on themselves with this lavish lifestyle without regard. We were seeing just the other day in Wall Street, the only ones making money are the executives. They've cheated their depositors. They've cheated their clients. They've cheated their investors and stockholders. The only ones raking in the loot are the CEOs because they're addicted to money. Remember what we said last week? The Forbes 400 have tripled their wealth in the last 5 years at a time where America has lost $12.3 trillion, although I just got an article that says it may be $27 trillion based on analysis by Dylan Radigan. $27 trillion. Get out your calculator, take $27 trillion, divide it by the population of the United States. That is how much you are going to be expected to sacrifice in taxes or your home, for which you will get absolutely nothing back in order to balance the books. So the holy accounting system will still be pristine and religiously pure. Alrighty. Now, Peter King is still basically dealing with the backlash from his hate fest in Congress, where he's out there talking about radical Islam, terrorism. And as I pointed out, the FBI says that more Latinos commit acts of terror than do Muslims. More Jews commit acts of terrorism than Muslims. In fact, of all the various subgroups that they have broken down, you know, left-wingers, Latinos, so forth and so on, Muslims are at the very bottom. They are the least likely subgroup to commit acts of terror in the United States of America. But by golly, Peter King is going to go out there and he's going to just slap them around here. By the way, just to put things in perspective, and this is something to put in your why I really think the TSA is a waste of time file, you are more likely in the United States of America to die from a dog bite than you will from an act of terrorism. More people in America die from dog bites. Throat gets torn out, or they get bit on the leg and it gets infected, or they get rabies or whatever. But you're more likely to die from a dog bite than from terrorism. You're more likely to die from being struck by lightning than an act of terrorism. In fact, the odds of dying at the hands of a terrorist in the United States are roughly equivalent to being struck by lightning at the same exact moment the Publisher's Clearinghouse shows up to hand you a check. And yet, our entire legal justice system is all out there about terrorists and terrorism and all the rest of it. And because of that very remote possibility of terrorism, TSA abuses us at the airport. And billions and trillions of dollars are taken from us and poured all over Michael Chertoff and his buddies. It's the new version of the Cold War. We don't have any communists anymore. We'll demonize the terrorists. They're just as real as the communist threat was. We don't have the military-industrial complex anymore. We have the security-industrial complex. And it's all the same thing again, just going booga-booga at the American people to take money from you and put it in the pockets of the cronies. And it's a scam. It's a fraud. It's snake oil. And it's going to go on until the American people rediscover their right and the moral imperative to stand up and say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. We're going to take a commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of the unfortunate aspects of having a quake or a tsunami in the middle of the night is you have to wait a long time to find out how bad things really are. That was certainly the case here on Oahu, where the tsunami came through at just a little after 3 o'clock in the morning, and it wasn't until sunrise and people were allowed to go back to their homes that we began to see how much damage there is, which isn't all that much. But right now, the sun is just now coming up over Japan after a night of tsunamis and quakes, and we're starting to see the video of just how bad it is over there, and it's just heartbreaking. Just huge parts of the country have just been smashed, and it is a stark reminder that for all of our claimed technological prowess, the all of the energies and abilities of man are really nothing compared to the force of nature. We really do not have the ability to control nature to the degree that the carbon Nazis and carbon tax con artists would like to pretend that we do, because we don't. And this is a stark reminder of that. We live on a very dynamic planet, and the energies of nature are so powerful compared to the energies that man is able to control. It's almost like we're not really here, if you think about it. So they're just dealing with a lot of problems over there, and I just it's a very, very tragic, ugly situation. And, of course, where this all happened, I mean, there's so many historic buildings and monuments there. We don't even know if they're standing. It's going to be a long time before the full scale of the disaster is known, because so much of the infrastructure has been disrupted, roads, rail communication. They're just now getting stuff turned back on. And they've done a really good job with their quake preparedness and their building codes, but, you know, 9.0, nobody designs for that. Nobody designs to survive a 9.0 because they're so rare, but now we're starting to get them. And now they're starting to see these other large quakes on the other side of the island. And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, are we building up to something big on the other side of the rock? You know, will Japan pull an Atlantis and just sink from sight? I don't think so. I'm joking here. Don't want you to give the wrong idea. All righty, let's see. The Israel lobby, in its incarnation in Britain, is up in arms because the BBC has put together a mini-series that basically portrays the IDF and the State of Israel as acting rather badly toward Lebanon and Gaza. And as a result, the State of Israel's embassy has issued a formal complaint declaring that the show is a new category of hostility towards Israel. And the TV critics are saying it's a great show. It's a very well done, accurate show. But of course, Israel's attitude is they never do anything wrong. If you're criticizing Israel, it's because you hate the Jews. You anti-Semite, you. We're the sweetest smelling, most moral people on planet Earth. We never do the things that you say we do. We never do the things you caught on videotape. It's all lies and Jew hatred. And like I said, this is like Germans trying to protect Adolf Hitler from criticism with that same excuse. You know? Herr Hitler did not do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. I mean, if you do it with Hitler, it sounds silly. It's absurd with anybody. You can't criticize Barack Obama and the American Congress. You just hate Americans. With any other country on planet Earth, this would be laughed at. And yet Israel gets away with it because the media, the corporate media, lets them get away with it. If somebody said you can't criticize America because you just hate the Americans, the media would say, come on, that's nonsense. The United States does things that are worthy and deserving of criticism, like Abu Ghraib and Bagram and Guantanamo and TSA. And as Helen Thomas pointed out quite correctly, you're allowed to criticize Obama for what he does wrong. But if you criticize Israel for what they do wrong, end of your career. They hold themselves above the laws of man. And I think it was Ariel Sharon who said that we, Israel, have the right to criticize the world, but nobody has the right to criticize Israel. And that really is the heart of their attitude problem. They don't see themselves as part of the community of nations or part of the family of man. And as long as they continue that attitude, there's always going to be problems. See, we've had another thing of police brutality. I think I mentioned this before in Streamwood. Basically, this police officer got this guy down on his knees and then just beats him 15 times with a metal baton. And the cop is trying to say he was drunk, he was belligerent, he had it coming, but the videotape certainly is leaning the other way. Speaking of video and cameras, this is kind of a very bizarre thing, and I hope it's not a harbinger of things to come in this country as a whole. As you are aware, going all the way back to Rodney King, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air. I need callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I said, the situation in Japan is coming into light quite literally as the sun rises there and a new morning dawns over just this horrible, horrible tragedy. Apparently at the Fukushima reactor, which is operated by TEPCO, this is the one that has suffered damage to its cooling plant for the reactor, and they're trying to get some additional coolant in there. I'm not familiar with this particular reactor. Obviously, it is not a water-based cooling system. It sounds to me like this might be a sodium-cooled reactor, in which case, yeah, it's a real problem to get additional coolant in there. It's not like you can turn on the faucet and get in there, and that may be why they're trying to get all this other additional equipment in there. I don't know. I'm merely guessing at this point. After the show, I'll probably go in and look at the technical specs. But apparently, the radiation level there is rising, and so there has been a leak. It's like Three Mile Island. It's just a tragedy there. The death toll is now estimated at over 1,000. I think it's going to go a lot higher, just looking at the areas that were inundated by the tsunami. I think we're probably looking at, you know, thousands of people unaccounted for, and I'm talking tens of thousands. I think we'll probably see the death toll go an order of magnitude higher on that situation. All righty. Now, I was starting to talk about this law that has been passed in Florida, or actually it's been introduced. It hasn't been passed yet, but this is where we get to this idea where when you have a permanent class of society who are paid vast sums of money to create new laws, you can count on them to create new laws constantly, including some really ridiculous ones. So down in Florida, State Senator Jim Norman is passing a law, or has introduced a law, that would make it a felony to take a photograph of a farm without the owner's permission. Not a misdemeanor, a felony. Use a camera, go to jail. I'm not sure what the thinking here is. Does the farmer own an automatic copyright on his own farm where people cannot take pictures of it? Maybe. Generally, it's assumed that things that are out there visible to the public cannot be copyrighted. You're allowed to take pictures of the Statue of Liberty. You're allowed to take pictures of the Grand Canyon. You're allowed to take pictures of fields of wheat and corn across the fruited plains, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know what Norman is thinking about why it should be a felony to take a photograph of a farm without the owner's permission. Is he afraid that Osama bin Laden will gain some kind of a tactical advantage by knowing how much corn and soybean and wheat are on this farm, or how many cows are there? It doesn't even say it has to be a vegetable farm. It could be, you know, cows, chickens. I think Jim Norman is grandstanding. He's trying to get news coverage. This is a good way to do it, because all the newspaper photographers are going to say, "What, are you out of your mind?" And he gets his name in the paper. And we get some very, very silly laws for no other reason than we have politicians paid to make laws who figure if they come up with a really interesting sounding law that they'll get a lot of free press coverage, which is going to help them for re-election. And if you watch our corporate media, you will understand a great truth. As soon as one election is over, the politicians are going right into the campaign season for the next election. There used to be this idea where you'd win an election and you'd spend some time actually trying to make the country a better place for the people to live in. Then, a few months before the election, you'd go into campaign season and everybody would say, "Yeah, we understand. You know, now you got to focus on winning election again." But it seems almost like in this day and age, as soon as a politician wins one office, they immediately go back into campaign mode for whatever they're going to do next, whether it's win the same office again or seek higher office, which is why we have the brand new governor of Massachusetts over in Israel, sucking up to them, looking like he's going to take a run for the White House now. Mike Huckabee is sucking up to Israel, saying, "Yes, ethnically cleanse the Palestinians," because he's going to run for the White House again. Absolutely shameless. I want to make you proud to be an American. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Dusty in California. Aloha, Dusty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Well, hanging in there.
Well, no, you're still shaking over there a little bit?
Yeah, we are. We're still having quakes down on the Big Island that we can feel up here on Oahu. They're still having major aftershocks over in Japan. This is not going to quiet down anytime soon.
No,
I don't think we're going to get a lot of sleep.
It's building more and more.
Weekend.
Yes, I think you got something there. I wanted to call and talk to you a little bit about really what we're just feeling now and really realizing now is really when the coup d'etat of this country happened back in 1963, November 22nd. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I think it was definitely a coup d'etat. I don't think it was the only one. I mean, we had Lincoln.
Oh, no, of course. And, I mean, they go on all over the place, but
yes, they
here
do.
In our country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you follow the money, and I'm sure you're familiar with Marr's work and everybody else, Colonel Poultry's work and his books on JFK, it just seems like today we are just really getting all the benefits of what took place November 22nd, 1963.
Well, that was definitely part of the sequence of events that got us from that point to this, but, you know, obviously there's a lot of other events that contributed as well, and I don't want to drastically oversimplify by saying if Kennedy had not been shot, the world would be so much different than it is, and it probably would be, but you need to understand it's not a single event that calls the future. It's big events and little events, and it's people who basically spend every waking moment of their life plotting on how to grab more of the money and more of the power and steer the nation into a condition that benefits them personally. In a very kind of abstracted way, every election is a coup d'etat. It was set up that way by the founding fathers to avoid bloody revolution by giving the people the means to peacefully change the government every so many years. Then it got hijacked by the two-party system, which is why we're in this mess that we're in now.
That's just the illusion, yeah. And I agree with you. It's a journey, and along the journey there'll be major events and there'll be minor events, but it really is one, and I know you also love this country very much, too, and I'm a little sad because I'm about ready to move to Belize because I don't like what's going on. I don't want to support a war economy anymore, and every time I fill up at the gas station and every time I buy groceries, I'm supporting bombs on Gaza. I'm supporting bombs on Iraq and Afghanistan, and I don't want to do that no more.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and I understand that, you know, absolutely. And, you know, I do love this country as I was raised to believe it was.
Yes.
I certainly am very fond of my fellow Americans, the overwhelming majority of them. I'd like to see this nation achieve its potential. And again, getting back to where we were talking to that gentleman from Australia yesterday, he said the thing that we grieve about most in both of our countries is the potential for what could have been and wasn't because
of the greed of individuals. Or not an RFK, but his brother, Ted Kennedy, when he talked at his funeral. My brother sees things as they are. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Some people see things and ask why. My brother saw things that were not and asked why not. I'm probably blowing it as well.
We know what we're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of get that in. I know you were asking for some people to come in and trying to take a little bit, not off the subject to Japan, but I just think there's a great awakening taking place, and I think we're seeing it in
Wisconsin. There's no question about this. And you know, I know that a lot of people think, well, Kennedy's like such a long time ago. Why do we even bother with that anymore? And I don't spend a lot of time on it. But in this post-Saddam's nuke world where the American people have had to understand and accept that, yes, the government does lie to us about very important things, Prudence demands that we go back and we go back and we look at everything we've ever been told by the government and the state-supported schools to say, were we being lied to then? Certainly, the scales fell from my eyes during my accidental discovery of the cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster.
Oh, yes.
And up until that point, you know, I was, you know, eating the blue pill just as much as any other American.
Were you
and
really?
Then when, I'm sorry?
Were you? I didn't know that you were really. I mean, beforehand, you just were believing everything that you were told.
You know, I worked in motion picture visual effects.
So
I wasn't political. I wasn't an activist. The only time I'd ever been in a protest is I covered the anti-war protest that turned into a riot at Disneyland. But I did it as a photographer for my school newspaper.
Must have opened up your eyes.
And then after that, you know, my best friend at that moment tried to recruit me as an FBI informant, which is the last time I ever talked to the son of a bitch. Years later, when I worked for NASA, you know, when I was getting my security clearance, they had a picture of me at that protest and said, "What were you doing there?" And I said, "Can you see the little tag that says press on my vest?" You know, and they said, "Oh, yeah. You know, did you just get it back from the cleaners?"
Or how do we know it's real?
Yeah, it's exactly right. They're all bozos. You know, I'll give the CIA one point.
What's that?
A lot more polite than the FBI. The FBI, they're FBI is almost
well,
as arrogant.
Well, it all depends on who you talk to in the CIA.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the fellows over at Abu Ghraib and down there in Guantanamo would say the CIA is not really that polite.
Well, I don't know that the CIA directly does that. They contract that out to Israel, you know, the guys with the black scorpion tattoos.
But their hands are in it. You might as well, whether you do the act or not, it doesn't matter if you're supporting it.
No, I agree with you. It's just degrees of whatever. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line.
Great show, Mike. I'll stay listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glenn in Oregon. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To you. I think it was yesterday, and it had to do with a 2 p.m. this afternoon walkout in sympathy with the, now they're trying to kill them, unions in Wisconsin.
It's more in support of the teachers rather than the unions, but same difference. The students of Wisconsin are trying to organize this, and they're organizing it to support their teachers and their schools.
Well, I was kind of phoning around some of my people, including, you know, video people, to see, you know, even if it was going to turn out to be a fizzle, you know, whether we captured footage of it. That's when I found out about the earthquakes, and I was phoning around about that. Mm-hmm. And I just, if you wanted to make a comment about the interplay of, oh, well, it was this walkout, and people were suddenly paying attention to unions, and oh, my goodness, all of a sudden there was an earthquake. A bunch of earthquakes.
Well, it's one of those fortuitous circumstances where I'm sure Scott Walker is saying, whoo, I'm off the hook. The media's got something else to talk about besides me.
Yeah.
And again, you know, politicians, anything that happens, they turn it to their advantage. Doesn't mean they caused it. This is an earthquake. And, you know, outside of those experiments with the fracking in, I think it's Missouri, and that one incident with the wastewater being pumped into a fault in Colorado, nobody creates earthquakes, certainly not of this magnitude, at that depth. I mean, the biggest atomic bomb that we have exploded underground would feel like a 2 earthquake. So we're talking about a 9, which is, you know, 7,000 times the power of the largest atomic bomb.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for your comments.
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Moving right along here. Let's see. The other day we were talking about how Premier Radio Networks, a subsidiary of the Clear Channel Corporation, were hiring actors, auditioning actors to come on and be paid $40 an hour to call into radio shows of their big hosts, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, and the rest, to basically throw the questions at them that the agenda being sold required. You know, hey, let's bash those unions, they're not doing any good, blah, 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 that kind of a thing. Well, now Michael Savage is coming back on a counterattack, and he's insisting that his call screener is being flooded by Ron Paul supporters. And because Michael Savage knows that no real American could support Ron Paul, they must be paid assets. So he's going on the attack, and I don't think anybody's going to really pay attention to them. It is rather amazing, after a while you begin to realize, you know, how these few talk show hosts are promoted as the biggest and best, and they're on every radio station, and then when you actually begin to listen to them, you begin to understand they're definitely pushing that agenda toward war, toward more money for the rich and less money for you, and, you know, those unions, they're evil. And again, I want to make a point here. I'm not pro-union in and of itself. The unions have been a major headache for me throughout my entire life and my entire film career. I don't belong to a union. I do not want to belong to a union. I really think they're rather protectionist. But again, what's going on in Wisconsin is not about the unions, other than that the unions are a convenient scapegoat and a target of opportunity to be destroyed to give the GOP another advantage in the 2012 election. This whole thing continues to be about Wall Street dropping $12.3 trillion in losses, $27 trillion, according to this thing from Dylan Radigan, onto the American people in order to save themselves from having to go to jail. And the American people are starting to stand up and say, we're not going to pay that. We refuse to pay for your mistakes. We've been saying it ever since Congress passed TARP against the overwhelming opposition of the American people. And we're saying it now. The Icelanders said it. The people of Greece are saying it. The people of Egypt are saying it. The people of Libya are trying to say it. Unfortunately, Israel's coming in and dropping a lot of resources on the side of the dictator and the tyrant to try and blunt this I won't pay it revolution before it gets to Israel and the IMF. But it's really all about that. The greedy money junkies want what's left of your money. They don't want to leave enough money in society for society to function. They don't care if society functions at all. As long as they have all the money to pile up on the floor and roll around on naked and have orgasms, the rest of society could vanish. And if you think about it, it's like taking somebody and tying a tourniquet around their neck to keep all the blood in the brain, because that'll make the brain feel better and more energetic and more oxygenated until the body dies, and then, of course, the whole thing falls apart. But money junkies don't think holistically. They think the next fix. If you've ever seen somebody in the throes of drug addiction and what they're willing to do for their next fix, the little neighborhood strawberry, the girl who will gladly sell her body for the price of the next fix, these money junkies are behaving the same way. They don't care what they have to do. to get that next fix, that next zero after their name. And the Forbes 400 are the biggest. Basically, that's the list of the top 400 money junkies who are tripling their wealth even as Americans are going homeless. All righty. Claire in Idaho. Aloha, Claire. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. You were talking about a bill that was being introduced in Florida, and you said you couldn't imagine why they would want to make that a felony.
Yes.
That'll prevent citizen journalists from going and documenting them as they raid family farms.
Ah, that's a very good point. I was also wondering if it might have something to do with genetically modified crops and various other things that they're doing. But that is an interesting point of view. Can you stay with us through this commercial break?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Claire in Idaho. And, you know, Claire, you're absolutely right, because when I think farm and owner, I'm a farm kid myself. I grew up on a farm in New Hampshire. And I think of a little farm and a farmer and his family who own the thing. And I really wasn't thinking in terms of corporate farm ownership, where, yeah, they're probably doing things on the farms in terms of practices, genetically modified crops, all kinds of things that probably they don't want the public to know about.
Right.
And that would definitely make a lot of sense for this guy in Florida, Norman, to be making it a felony to take photographs of a farm. That's a little scary when the means of your food production is now considered classified information from the public.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an article that I saw not too long ago that was talking about the European Union is worried about the genetically modified or cloned meat, the cloned meat that they're getting shipped in from this country.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they'd tell us that that's what's on our shelves, but they're never going to tell us the truth.
It's not required to be labeled. It's required to be labeled in the European Union, but in the United States, they don't have to tell you if it's genetically engineered, genetically modified. And even the cloning process, we know that there are transcription problems. The clones are not perfect copies of the original animal. The technology isn't there yet. And the only reason to clone an animal is you've created a new one that is you think is going to be more profitable. And there are going to be health consequences from this. I need to let you go, Claire. We're almost out of time, and I got to cover a couple of things before we end our show today and for the weekend here. So thank you very much, Claire. Very good insight. All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, two stories real quick while we still have time. The Japanese nuclear reactor, we're getting more information on that. They're really in trouble. Apparently, the reactor suffered damage. It is not able to generate electricity, but the reactor itself is still running, and it's running on batteries to keep the cooling pump going. Apparently, it is a water-cooled primary loop. The other reactor they had to vent steam from is, they're saying basically there's a leak somewhere in the primary coolant loop. These are all very, very bad situations. I'm not clear why they're not simply scrambling the reactors and just shutting them down cold, which would be the normal process. It would make sense if they were sodium cooled. They got to keep the reactor going because if the sodium cools and solidifies, you got to rebuild the entire reactor. It's a complete write-off for the current structure. So I'm going to do some more studying about the technical specs on this. There's something about the story that isn't making sense, except that it's very serious. Radiation is leaking, and they're running out of time to get the heat in this one unit under control. It may be that the core is damaged, and they can't scram it. They can't get the control rods back in. That is a very, very ugly, ugly situation. Final story before we leave for the day. The another volcano, the Saka, I'm going to mispronounce this probably, Sakurajima, which is Cherry Blossom Peak, I think, Sakurajima, has just erupted right along with all these other quakes. That makes four volcano eruptions starting today, two in Russia, one in Indonesia, and now a new eruption in Japan itself, plus whatever's going on down here on the Big Island. I don't know. Maybe the planet Earth is just standing up there looking at all of humanity and all of our works and saying, get off me! You know, all right, that's it for our show. Thank you for bearing with me and my sleep-deprived babbling today. We'll be back Monday, 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay well. Aloha, America. Next.